Welcome to Money is Freedom, a podcast exploring how finance and freedom connect in our lives. Created from thoughtful research and narrated by Notebook LM AI, this series brings you clear, meaningful insights into finance and beyond. Episode 34 analyzes the Solana blockchain meme coin phenomenon. It argues that the surge, fueled by platforms like Pump.Fun, is unsustainable and may be nearing its end. The article highlights the losses suffered by retail investors compared to early adopters and platform owners. Solana's underperformance against Bitcoin and upcoming token unlocks suggest potential further decline.
Ever hear about those crypto fortunes, you know, the ones made overnight? Well, turns out the flip side is fortunes lost just as fast.
Yeah.
So today we're diving deep into this this world of meme coins on Solana.
Okay.
Trying to figure out if all that glitters is really gold.
Right.
You're probably wondering, what exactly is meme coin? Think Dogecoin, Shiba Inu, those are the classics.
Yeah.
But get this, we've got Trump and Melania tokens making waves.
Wow.
All built on pure hype. They live on platforms like Pump.Fun, which churn out these tokens like a factory.
Yeah.
We've got this recent Crypto Daily article just packed with data, so let's see what's really going on. This article paints a crazy picture. The Trump token, for example, peaked at an $8.3 billion market cap and then crashed, wiping out $11 billion.
Wow.
Melania took a 90% nosedive. It makes you wonder, are we just seeing a handful of lucky winners?
Right.
Or is there like a bigger system at play?
It's a classic case, really, of a zero-sum game. For every winner raking in those, you know, overnight riches, there's somebody on the losing end.
Yeah.
And when that hype-driven music stops, somebody's left holding the bag.
So you're saying it's not all sunshine and rainbows in meme coin land?
Well, no, not really. It's very reminiscent of previous crypto bubbles. Remember the ICO craze in 2017?
Yeah.
NFTs in 2021?
Yeah.
These manias, they often rely on the greater fool theory.
Right.
Banking on someone else buying in at a higher price, regardless of, you know, actual value.
Yeah.
And when that liquidity dries up, the whole thing comes crashing down.
Speaking of fueling the frenzy, let's talk about this Pump.Fun platform.
Okay, yeah.
They've launched over 5.39 million tokens. Can you believe that?
Whoa, that's a lot.
And they're not doing too shabbily either. They're pulling in over 2 million SOL in revenue.
Wow.
That's nearly $500 million.
Jeez.
On New Year's Day this year, they made a whopping $15 million in a single day.
Wow.
So it sounds like a gold rush, but is everyone, you know, striking it rich?
That massive revenue figure, it's actually a key insight into how this system works.
Okay.
It highlights the value extraction model at play.
Right.
While Pump.Fun flourishes, you know, the data reveals that over two-thirds of its users are actually losing money.
Really?
Yeah, they're essentially keeping the platform afloat.
So while it looks like everyone's winning, the house always wins in the end.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's a pattern we've seen before with centralized exchanges during previous crypto booms.
Right.
They profit handsomely from fees, while many retail investors, they get caught up in the hype and end up with empty pockets.
So it's not just individual meme coins crashing. It seems like the whole market's feeling the heat.
Yeah.
The article mentions $46 billion just vanishing from the market since Donald Trump took office.
Oh, wow.
And that dwindling liquidity.
Right.
That's a classic sign of a bubble about to burst.
The bubble point, it raises the question.
Yeah.
Are we seeing history repeat itself? Think back to the 2017 ICO boom and bust, followed by that NFT frenzy and subsequent collapse.
Yeah.
Are meme coins in 2025 following the same trajectory?
It's giving serious deja vu, that's for sure. And at the heart of it all is Solana.
Yeah.
It's been the HE go-to platform for this meme coin explosion.
Right.
But hasn't it been losing value against Bitcoin since early 2024?
Yeah.
All that talk about Solana outperforming Ethereum seems a bit misleading when you look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, it is.
Is Solana's success just a mirage created by meme coin hype?
That's a critical question, and there's another layer to this story.
Okay.
The looming threat of massive token unlocks for Solana.
Right.
Imagine a huge influx of SOL tokens hitting the market.
Okay.
The big institutional players who bought in early are sitting on hefty profits.
Right.
They're likely looking to, you know, cash out.
Yeah.
And these unlock events could be the perfect opportunity.
So we could be seeing a scenario where early investors dump their unlock tokens, driving the price down and leaving retail investors holding the bag.
Precisely. And this could further accelerate Solana's decline against Bitcoin.
Ouch.
Underscoring a critical point here.
Okay.
Dominance in a niche market, like meme coins, doesn't guarantee long-term strength.
Okay, so let's pause here for a second and make sure we're all on the same page. Mm. We've established that meme coins are inherently a zero-sum game, with platforms like Pump.Fun often benefiting the most.
Right.
And while Solana seems to be riding high on this meme coin wave, this might be an illusion.
Yeah.
And those upcoming token unlocks could trigger a serious downturn.
Absolutely. And all of this begs a bigger question.
Yeah.
What's next for Solana? Will it manage to break free from this speculative bubble?
Right.
And establish itself as a platform with real world value? Or will it go the way of ICOs and NFTs, fading into obscurity?
That's the million-dollar question. And honestly, it's a bit nerve-wracking. We're going to dig deeper into that in part two. But first, let's explore a little more about what makes people jump headfirst into this volatile world. You know, as we're talking about this potential downturn for Solana, it makes me wonder about the bigger picture. Even if this meme coin bubble bursts and the price of SOL takes a hit, does that necessarily mean Solana is, like, doomed? What about the underlying technology and its potential for real world, you know, applications?
That's the million-dollar question everyone's asking. And to answer that, we need to remember that Solana does have some serious technical advantages. It's known for its speed and scalability, which are crucial for handling lots of transactions. And there are some fascinating projects being built on Solana that go beyond these meme coins.
So there's hope for Solana yet. It's not all just hype and speculation.
Not at all. Think about Ethereum. It started as the platform for ICOs, which, as we discussed, were mostly speculative, and led to a crash. But Ethereum didn't disappear. It evolved. It became the foundation for decentralized finance, NFTs, and a whole ecosystem of, you know, innovative applications.
So you're saying Solana could follow a similar path, shifting from these hype-driven meme coins to more practical, utility-driven projects? That would be quite a turnaround.
It's certainly a possibility. But it won't be easy. Solana needs to address some key challenges. First, there are concerns about centralization. The platform has experienced network outages in the past, raising questions about its resilience and security.
Yes, those outages were big news, definitely made people think twice about Solana's reliability.
Exactly. The second challenge is attracting developers who are focused on building real-world solutions, not just chasing profits from the next, you know, meme coin craze. That shift in focus is essential.
So Solana's future hinges on whether it can evolve beyond the hype, address these challenges, and build a stronger, more decentralized ecosystem. It's almost like a phoenix rising from the ashes of this meme coin frenzy, wouldn't you say?
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
But even if Solana pulls off this transformation, it still faces stiff competition from other platforms like Ethereum, Cardano, and Polkadot. The crypto space is constantly evolving, so it's a constant race to innovate and stay ahead.
That's true. It's a dynamic landscape, and predicting the future is impossible. But as we've been saying, understanding the past helps us make better decisions in the present. And speaking of understanding, one thing that strikes me is the psychology of this whole meme coin phenomenon. It's like this collective delusion fueled by FOMO and the dream of getting rich quick.
You've hit on a crucial point. Behavioral economics plays a huge role in financial markets, and crypto is no exception. People often make irrational decisions, driven by emotions and biases rather than logic.
It's almost like our brains are wired to chase the next big thing, even if it means ignoring the risks.
And the meme coin craze is a perfect example. These tokens have no inherent value. They're based on jokes and internet memes. Yet people pour millions, even billions, into them, hoping to ride the wave.
It's mind-boggling. But it also shows the power of community and social media. These meme coins wouldn't exist without the online communities that create and promote them.
Absolutely. We're witnessing a new kind of financial tribalism. People align themselves with specific crypto communities and invest based on, you know, shared beliefs and narratives, often disregarding traditional financial metrics.
It's like choosing your favorite sports team and cheering for them, even if they haven't won a game all season.
Exactly. And this tribalism can be a double-edged sword. It can be a powerful force for good, but it can also fuel speculation and manipulation.
So how do we navigate this complex landscape? How do we separate genuine innovation from hype-driven schemes? It feels like a minefield out there.
It definitely requires critical thinking, independent research, and a healthy dose of skepticism. Don't just follow the crowd or blindly trust influencers. Do your own due diligence. understand the technology, the team behind the project, the actual use cases, and the risks involved before investing your hard-earned money.
That's great advice. Like anything else in life, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Always question what you see and hear, especially in a fast-moving space like, you know, crypto.
Absolutely. There are no shortcuts to success, and that applies to the crypto world as well.
Well said. This conversation has given me a lot to think about, and I'm sure our listeners feel the same way. We've gone deep into the meme coin frenzy on Solana, from the rise and fall of individual tokens to the platform's future prospects. We've even explored the psychology behind this speculative bubble.
It's been a great discussion. We've uncovered some crucial insights, and I think this knowledge will help our listeners navigate the crypto market with a more informed and critical eye.
I agree. But before we wrap up, there's one more crucial aspect we need to consider: the broader implications of this meme coin craze. What does it mean for the future of crypto and finance as a whole? We'll tackle that in part three, so stay tuned. It's fascinating how this meme coin craze kind of mirrors some trends we've seen in the wider market.
Yeah.
Remember the GameStop and AMC frenzy a few years back?
Wow.
Or the explosion of NFTs, which often felt driven more by speculation than any real-world use?
Right.
It makes you wonder.
It's almost as if we're living in this age of financialization, where everything, even internet jokes and digital art, becomes a tradable asset. It makes you question the role of speculation in our economy.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. I mean, on one hand, speculation can be a driving force for innovation.
Right.
It fuels venture capital, startups, and the development of new technologies.
Exactly. But on the other hand, unchecked speculation can create bubbles, leading to crashes and instability like the dot-com bubble or the 2008 housing crisis.
Right.
Finding that balance is key.
And when it comes to crypto, it feels even more complex because it's still a relatively new and unregulated asset class. So how do we encourage innovation without creating systemic risks for the whole financial system?
That's the billion-dollar question. And I don't think anyone has a clear answer yet.
Right.
But it's a debate happening right now among regulators, policymakers, and industry leaders.
It's like we're all trying to figure out the rules of the game as we play.
Yeah, one thing that seems clear is that we need more education and awareness about the risks of speculative investing.
Yeah.
People need to understand that not every meme coin is a golden ticket to riches. In fact, most will likely end up worthless.
It's like playing the lottery. You might hit the jackpot, but chances are you won't.
Right. And as we've discussed, the meme coin craze is ultimately a zero-sum game. For every winner, there are many losers, often those who are less informed and can least afford the losses.
So for those intrigued by crypto but wanting to avoid getting caught up in the hype, what advice would you give?
First and foremost, do your research. Don't blindly invest in something just because it's trending on Twitter or a YouTuber is pushing it.
Yeah.
Take the time to understand the technology behind it, the team involved, the real-world applications, and of course, the potential risks.
It seems like common sense, but it's easy to get swept up in the excitement.
Absolutely. And this is where understanding tokenomics comes in.
Tokenomics, what's that?
It refers to the economic model of a cryptocurrency.
Okay.
How are the tokens distributed? What's the total supply? Is there inflation or deflation built into the system? These are all crucial factors to consider before investing.
So it's like doing your due diligence before buying stock in a company.
Right.
You wouldn't invest without understanding its financials.
Right, exactly. Secondly, start small. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversify your portfolio across different crypto assets and never invest more than you can afford to lose.
Treat it like gambling. Set a budget and stick to it.
Absolutely. And lastly, remember that crypto is still a young and volatile asset class.
Yeah.
Prices can swing wildly, and there's always the risk of scams, hacks, and regulatory changes. Be prepared for a bumpy ride.
It's definitely not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But for those willing to do their research, manage their risks, and ride the waves, crypto can be exciting and potentially rewarding.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe one day we'll see a meme coin with real utility and long-term value. But until then, proceed with caution and a healthy dose of skepticism.
Well said. And on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into the meme coin mania on Solana. It's been an eye-opening journey, and hopefully you've gained some valuable insights into this wild world of crypto speculation.
It's been a pleasure discussing this with you.
If you're eager to learn more, be sure to check out the links in the show notes from that Crypto Daily article. And remember, as always, do your own research, think critically, and never stop learning. That's it for this episode of The Deep Dive. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.